Hello, this is Michael from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about importing issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and just quickly moving along here, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices?
100%. 100%.
Would you consider that the definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what is your age?
None of your business.
Okay, not a problem. And you're right. Moving forward here. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
None of your business.
Okay. Now, please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Now, 10 is the most. Could that be considered extremely motivated?
Yes.
Okay. Now, regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. One second here. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I'm going to read them out, and you could just stop me if you agree with lowering tax. You could pick up the two. The first one is lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Next one is standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, crime and violence, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental causes, issues. Which ones would you think are important to next year's congressional election?
How many choices do I get?
Two.
Shrink the size of government.
Okay.
Close the borders.
Okay. And immigration and border security. Okay. Definitely. Now, moving forward, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, and generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, about the same, or getting worse?
They are getting better.
Okay. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often?
Never.
Often? Not at all?
Never.
Okay. Now, how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often at all, or not at all?
Based on my sex?
Yes.
I do experience discrimination based on my sex.
Okay. Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. Now, would you say that you have more rights, the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country? Much more rights, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer?
Everybody has the same rights.
Okay. Would you say here, on this one here, it says, would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights? So you say the same.
Everybody
okay.
has the same rights.
Okay.
Everybody.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or an organization using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the organization or person, please say so. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about her?
Minus 100. Zero.
Okay. Now, Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Donald Trump, 0 to 100?
Zero.
The NAACP, 0 to 100?
Zero.
Ron DeSantis, 0 to 100?
Zero.
The Democratic Party, 0 to 100?
Negative 1,000, zero.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
And Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Minus 1,000, zero.
Okay, I'm moving forward here. We're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
None of them.
Okay, one second. See here. Now, how worried are you about the rights of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
The rights of whom?
The rights of white nationalism in America today.
The rights of white nationalism?
Yes, I don't even know
what that means.
Yes, you said the rights. You think that in the last few years, like, white nationalism has risen? And that's what it says. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm not worried at all.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me what you agree or disagree with this statement. The first statement is this. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Do more?
Yes, the government must do more to protect their civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you strongly agree?
The government needs to protect everybody's civil rights,
okay,
no matter what their race is. Needs to protect everybody's civil rights.
Now, and with that particular statement, would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I can't answer the question that way.
Okay.
You set up the question so that I can't answer it. The government needs to protect everybody's civil rights.
Okay. What about the next statement? America's diversity makes us stronger. Do you strongly agree with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, the government should do more to lessen economic inequality in society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Once again, you've asked a question that can't be answered. You're fishing for the answer you want, and I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay, now racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That's a red herring. That is a red herring.
So with that statement, would you strongly disagree with that statement?
Don't agree or disagree with that statement. That's a red herring. That's you fishing for an answer.
Okay. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Red herring. That's you fishing for an answer.
No. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you strongly agree with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay, would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, abortion access should be legal and protected right in this country. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Red herring, you're fishing for an answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which do you agree with more. It's going to be two statements. The statement B says this. Some people say America's strength is diversity, and that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we the people can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all citizens, so there might be so they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's statement B. Statement A says this. Other people say America's strength is rooted on its traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books in our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than are uniting us with for solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us freedom to make our own choices. Do you agree with statement A or statement B?
Both of those statements are so broad. They are so broad. That's a really poor question. Both of those statements are so broad. I agree with some things and disagree with others. No answer to this question. You're fishing for an answer.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each of the following from a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being that it is being undermined or under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read this quick statement. Free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, do you think that they're being undermined or no?
They are being undermined, yes.
So you do strongly agree, or from 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
5.
5, okay. Now, fair and equitable court system. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Affordable health care from 0 to 10.
5.
A strong military from 0 to 10.
5.
Religious freedom from 0 to 10.
5.
Traditional family values from 0 to 10.
That is definitely being undermined. 10.
Okay. Let's look here. Now, quality K-12 education from 0 to 10.
It is ruined. It is 10.
Okay. Secure borders from 0 to 10.
It is ruined. 10.
Okay. Now, finishing last year, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is this. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we'll risk losing everything that we have gained. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Too broad for me to answer. There's too many things in there that I agree with and disagree.
Okay, not a problem.
No answer.
The last one here, it says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority in the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for us, not just for the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
You're fishing for an answer. I won't answer it.
Okay, not a problem. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to voting next year. 10 means that you are extremely motivated to voting next year. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
The same as I last answered. You already know what it is. Write it down again.
What is it? Can you give it to me? From 0 to 10?
I already answered the question. You already know what it is.
Well, actually, you know, because I'm answering Don's question, I actually forgot your answer. Would you give it to me one more time, please?
10. I'm going to vote.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, and the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA or law, or PhD or MD?
Postmaster's.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
None of your business.
Okay, not a problem. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
None of your business.
Okay. Now, thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm none of those things, none of them.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice or twice a week or more? Every week, once a month or twice a month? Several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Often as I can, twice a week.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Of course I identify. I have family members who are, and I love them.
Okay. This concludes our survey. You've been great, and thank you for your participation, sir.
You've been real. See you around.
Thank you. Bye-bye.